When you look at the defense corps right now and the fact that your buddy and pal Travis Dermott is not going to be ready to start the season coming off a shoulder surgery, I mean, what's your approach in training camp? Are you taking aim at a spot on the opening night roster?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's my goal coming into camp. I mean, I think that's everyone's goal coming into camp. You want to make the team. And yeah, that's my goal. And I'm confident in myself. And we'll see how this camp goes. I'm very excited for it. And yeah, as I said, that's my goal.
Hey, Rasmus, I got to watch you a lot last year in the Marlies. And a big improvement from the start of the year as it went on. Looks like you got a lot more ice, given a lot more responsibility. What's one or two things you think you need in your game to be a consistent full-time NHLer?
I just think just taking those smart decisions, keep playing my game all the time, even though I'm playing up there, or if I'm playing down in the minors next year as well. Just keep playing my game, try to be smart out there. And I know I'm not the biggest guy, so I got to be maybe outsmarting the other guys a little bit. So just keep playing smart, and then I mean just. Yeah, that's about it, I feel like.
Rasmus, has anybody been kind of helping you through this process to get to this point here? And, like, you know, is there somebody that you've been kind of chatting with or working out with in the summer that's kind of influenced you to hopefully make that next step?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that have helped me. I mean, during this summer, I've been working out, and I've been skating with William Nylander, and that's been great for me. Competing against him on the ice and off the ice, it's been very good for me.
With Rasmus Sandin of the Maple Leafs, on the day that training camp kicks off, you are good buddies with him. You played with him last year with the Marlies. Give us a sense of where you see Timothy Liljegren's game at.
I'm always getting that question. So, he's a great player. I think he was unlucky there with the injury from last year, but I think second half of the season last year, he really showed us that he's a really good player, and I think he had a good playoff run as well. And I think now before training camp has started, I think he's shown that he's taken more steps during the summer, and I think he'll have a good camp. And as I said, you never know what's going to happen during camp or who's going to take what spot and all about that. But I think he's ready for camp here, and we'll show what kind of player he is.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you coming from the big ice to the smallest? Because I played for a year garden for a year, and I was absolutely lost on the Olympic ice. What's been the biggest change for you, or what have you had to do?
I think now when I've been over here playing on the small rink, I think I've been very used to it now. I mean, it's more weird come home during the summer and play on the big rink. But I think the biggest difference is just how the type of game is. I think when you play in the big rink and you have the puck as a defenseman, you kind of – You can get to the puck and then look up, see what you're going to do with the puck. But over here in the small rink, I feel like you have to be a little bit more quick in your thought and all that. Be a little, just a little bit quicker and be ready for taking a hit and giving a hit a little bit more often.